right. And that was Sonia from Disappear Fear, her song Broken Film, title track to that album. Sonia, are you there?
I am here.
Awesome. I finally did the phone right. I always like spaz out. So
it's
welcome to Something About the Women, and welcome back, I should say. I think we had you here about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. It's been
a
while.
Yes, and that was really fun. That was when we had first released Broken Film.
Right, right. And that was great. And we had a great response to you being on the show. So happy that you're coming back to Massachusetts for a couple of shows coming up.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It really is my first time back up in New England, I think, in 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been too long. So what have you been up to?
Oh, gosh. Well, one thing I'm working on right now is putting together a live CD that will come out this spring called Live at Maximal. It's a recording of a concert that I did in Radgau, Germany. It's actually a double CD, and it's got, lots of really live versions of just me and guitar.
Awesome.
On a fun night in Germany. So that comes out in April. I just got back from the International Folk Alliance, which was in Kansas City. It's an event. Thousands of singer-songwriters and pickers and musicians of all genres. It primarily is acoustic genres, so anything from classical bluegrass to polka to klezmer to singer-songwriter, country, acoustic rock, all that kind of stuff. We all get together and just basically play music until the wee hours of the morning, and then try and wake up. And I was leading a panel, but you're either leading a panel or try to attend a panel, and then there are different music makers involved. I was performing at the Shub booth, which makes the best capos in the world.
I would agree.
Thank you. And my friends from Shub were there, and other music manufacturers as well, some guitar makers and string makers, the Adario, just some great people.
Sounds like fun. Sounds like it's very intense, though.
Oh, my gosh, it is. As a matter of fact, it's quite overwhelming. I think you have to go about 10 years until it doesn't get overwhelming. For me, it's actually not overwhelming this year. It was really fun. I was super busy, but it was really good. It was, and the weather was really amazing too. Kind of, we're getting of warm weather. Baltimore heading its way up the coast too, and that we were getting in Kansas City. It's like almost 50 degrees here, and it's supposed to go up to like 70 or something.
Oh my
tomorrow.
Gosh, that's great! You're breaking up a little bit, but I'll tell you the next time you sound really clear, and then you can just stay in one place.
Sorry, actually.
You're what?
Is that better?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no problem at all. No problem at all. It's live radio, live technology. Yeah. So you're going to be here the 3rd and the 4th, right? You're going to be at Hezekiah Stone's Coffee House in, I guess it's pronounced Leicester, Massachusetts, unless it's Leicester, but I'm guessing it's Leicester. Leicester. That is Thursday, March 3rd. That's a 7:30 show. Is that going to be just you and guitar, or are you going to have your band with you?
No, it's just me and guitar.
Awesome.
Me and guitar, and or if they've got a nice piano, maybe that, unless I'm bringing one, which I don't think they am. So if they've got one, I'll play some new songs on that. And I interrupt you, and then actions on Friday.
Ooh, we're losing you again.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes. How's that?
That's better.
Okay.
So that's on the 3rd, and then Friday you're going to be right in our backyard in Somerville at the back room at the Burren in Davis Square, and that's March 4th at 7, and that is a great space. I just checked it out for the first time, so that's going to be really fun, and I hope I can show up.
Cool.
Yeah, that'll be
cool.
Fun. And I assume then...
If you do, bring a harmonica.
All right. I guess that's a challenge to me. Yeah. The last time you were here, you were so gracious and let me come up on stage and play with the band. That was pretty much one of the highlights of my life.
Oh, my gosh. It was so much fun.
It was really fun. It was great. Yeah. You let me play pretty much, you know, sound unheard as opposed to sight unseen. You'd never heard me play, and you just invited me up, and it was great. I haven't been playing as much lately, but I'll tuck a harmonica in my pocket. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Okay.
Awesome.
Cool.
Awesome. So when is the live recording come out?
The live recording comes out Tuesday, April 7th.
Fantastic. And how can folks get that?
They can get it at my website, soniadisappearfear.com. But it will also be available on Amazon and iTunes and, all the CD Baby and all the regular haunts.
That's great.
Of course, at my shows. I mean, that's
right.
The number one place.
Right. Is it better for you as an artist to sell them directly at your shows?
Yes.
Yeah, I encourage everyone to go out and hear live music. You know, at least in this area, live music venues are drying up, and we really need to support them. I'm hoping that our listeners will all, one and all, come down and see you that night in Davis Square. That's March 4th. That's a week from yesterday, so it's really soon.
Yep, just a week away. It's going to be great. You know, like I went to Boston University, and I still have that way and family and. It's a strange kind of homecoming, you know. It's just like, oh yeah. You know, it's the first place I lived outside of living in Baltimore, and I just, you know, there's just a specialness about it. It's like that whole, you know, just, you know, it was a dream to just be able to go to college there, and it happened, and I just have just really great memories about it, and friendships still that have continued, although most of the friends I made there don't live in Boston anymore. They live in LA and New York and around, but the friendships were very, very solidly forged.
That's great. You know, it's interesting that you say that about your other friends have all gone to LA, New York, whatever. How is it being based in Baltimore in terms of your career? Like, that's an obvious choice that you've stayed where you grew up. Is it hard? Does it make you have to travel more? Is it harder to find, places to play out or people to play with?
It's different because it's not, you know, it isn't New York, it isn't Nashville, but it sort of gives me a perspective on my career. I didn't want to, when I was home, have to travel to see, you know, my family. I really just wanted to be home to, you know, like have the Jewish holidays here, mm-hmm. and, you know, have a sense of that. And my friendships are longer than when I had a music career too. You know, of course they all love that I do this, but they do a lot of different things. My really old friends, they're just great. And so that's really remained a constant for me. I know there are major advantages to living. There would have been and are when I'm there more, you know, longer, when I'm living, when I'm, you know, when I'm in LA, when I'm in New York, when I'm in Nashville, and it's like, you know, because there's so much more that's going on with regard to my business. But, it works for me. I'm still, it's just the way I carved it out. You know, I really like it.
That's good.
I don't think it's not right. It's not maybe the best business choice, but for my soul, it's the right thing. And so that's where I'm good with that decision.
Well, you know, it's funny because it's also art. So it's hard to mix art and business. And so I think in a way it's a great choice that you've made, because it keeps your, you know, I think you probably, I know from your music and from knowing you a little bit that, you know, the people in your life and the experiences that you have fuel your art. And you might not have that same connection in a place like LA or place that isn't home.
Yeah. Mostly, I guess you just got to be able to look in the mirror and respect that person that's looking back at you.
Right.
And I have responsibilities here to, you know, people in my family and things like this. And so it's good.
It's great. Yeah. So what comes next? Where are you off to after you visit Massachusetts?
After Massachusetts, I go to Houston, actually. I'm going to be at a... I was selected to perform at a conference and with a lot of attendees from colleges. across the nation. So I do that, and then on the at the end of the month, I fly, and I don't think there's anything between that and the end of the month. I fly to Europe, and I'm in Europe for five or six weeks from throughout the month of April into the beginning of May.
That's awesome.
Yes, so
I want your job.
Come on. In Holland and Germany, particularly Germany. That's become a really favorite tour of mine. I've developed some very nice friendships there, and I love the European lifestyle. I just love it.
That's great that you get to travel so much. I know you also go to Israel fairly frequently.
I do. I was there last year. I won't be there this summer. And maybe I will be there next year. I know I come back to Baltimore, and I'm doing a benefit for a group that have to do with fair housing in the city, and some other benefits. And then festival season begins, and I'll be back at my favorite women's festival called it's called Camp Out, and that's in Virginia on Memorial Day weekend.
Nice.
And you should come to that. You have a blast.
Oh, all right. I'll check it out.
Any of your listeners. Maybe most.
Yeah, I'll try to dig up some more information about that and let the listeners know about that. That one wasn't on my radar. Since we're here on Saturdays, it's hard to go to festivals, but
you could interview and record a whole lot of new artists that you probably haven't maybe discovered yet that you'd like to. So maybe you would miss one Saturday. Maybe you could pre-record it or something.
Yeah, well, but there's a couple of us who do the show, so we try to trade off. But that's a good idea, actually. I should just do it as a pseudo radio business trip, and really, I love finding new music and local talent. That's my favorite part of doing this show.
Other thing that's completely special, and I think about this festival, is that it was started by women veterans.
Oh, cool!
So when we do a full memorial service around the lake that's there, and all branches are represented, and they do taps with a trumpet, and it's so beautiful. And then we float these little candles with flags on them out onto the lake with little lit up, so mm-hmm. the whole lake lit.
Oh, that's cool!
Memory of those who have served, or someone that we want to send our love and remembrance and respect to on Memorial Day. It's really, really beautiful.
Oh, that's great.
And sing some, and it's a really powerful experience.
I'll definitely check that out. Hey, I wanted to ask you about the songs that you, the Phil Oakes songs that you did. Speaking of camp, I think of Phil Oakes, and I think of sitting around the campfire singing camp songs. That whole album is, why don't you just tell us a little bit about it? Because I just stumbled on it on Rhapsody the other day, and I wasn't really sure the origins and sort of the concept behind the whole thing.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because I actually have two shows, one in New Jersey and one in Alexandria, Virginia, on March 25th and 26th, doing two Phil Oaks concert nights.
Oh, awesome.
With Sonny Oakes and Brooks on, and I think him and Reggie and Magpie as well, the regular... all the usual suspects and me. Actually, I'm somewhat unusual on that lately. But I created the Get Your Phil CD with my sister. It was a throwback to what we did as kids. I fell in love with Phil Oakes' songs and his writing when I was in high school, and late in high school, actually, because he you know, as you probably know, he took his own life on
right.
April 9th, 1956, and what a tragedy. But he left us with six awesome albums on Elektra and on Atlantic Records, and some books and some great poetry, and he was such an amazing writer. And it was really his writing that made me think, I need to do this. Because he didn't write songs to sell a bazillion copies of it. He was really true to what it was he needed to say. And if those songs, you know, with art, it's about communication. If it only speaks to you, kind of like, well, I guess that was good and it could sit in your living room. But I mean, if it can speak to other people and be transforming and, have a resonance of... That connects us better as people on Earth, then it's worth sharing. But I don't think that's really what drove him. What drove him was was discovering his truth, and that's really what has propelled me to seek that out in my songs and in my writing. And so we did. So as a thank you to him, we recorded 10 of his songs. Cindy and I, Cindy came down to San Jose, California. She came down from Seattle, and I flew out from Baltimore, and we met there, and we worked with a Grammy Award winning engineer, John Jacobs, and recorded, an album, that album, all in a weekend, basically just my guitar and our vocals. And then we came and we actually have piano on a couple of the tracks, too.
It's great. It's great. Like I said, I stumbled on it and gave it a listen, and I loved it. We used to sing Power and Glory at camp. It brought me way, way back.
Cool.
Yeah.
Love that song. Come take a walk with me.
Yeah. I think the camp I went to as a kid was founded like in the 60s. And so a lot of the songs, the anti-war songs and things from the 60s got carried over, into the 70s and 80s. We were singing these songs that we had no context for. We had no idea. We had just learned them at camp. And then when we come to find out that they're actually out there in the world, it was sort of like, oh, I get it now. I can put that all into perspective. But I love that you went...
Camp is such a bubble.
Yeah, it is. You think, oh, well, this is just a camp song. But I love that you recorded that. And I meant to, and I'm going to share it with we have a camp alumni group on Facebook. I'm going to share that song with them because I think people will be taken back to that time and that place.
Thank you.
Sure.
Well, that gives me impetus to press up on it a little bit and maybe do some of those songs at my concerts in Boston area.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That would be awesome. Awesome.
Cool.
Great. Well, listen, I don't want to hold you up too much longer, but I want to remind folks to come out and see you either at the Back Room at the Burren next Friday, March 4th, that's in Davis Square, Somerville, or if you're near Leicester or Leicester or even Leicester, Massachusetts, not really sure exactly where that is, but on Thursday, March 3rd, Sonia will be at the Hezekiah Stones Coffee House. Sonia, thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to seeing you next week.
Dude, thank you so much, and forget your harmonica.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, great. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Lamborghini to meet trails in the dirt, but I got something, something you might want to know. I got the biggest, baddest heart I set a goal.
Here, who'd like to wrap a flag around it? in the orders takes away the blame. Is there anybody here who wouldn't mind a murder by another name? Is there anybody here whose pride is on the line with the honor of the brave and the courage of the blind? I want to see him. I want to wish him luck. I want to shake his hand. Want to call his name. Put a medal on the man. Put a medal on the man. Put a medal on the man.
Where would I be without its ring? Who
would I be if I didn't sing? For half a chance you spare nothing, a tethered bird to a tethered cage. I sing to you to feel the dream. I call to you though it's a muted scream. We're one-on-one projected beams, translucent future, be our sage. Place since she warmed my side. She is my gift, I loved and cried. With her level look, she is my guide, a spirit on the wing. Our love has jostled like this train, or like the moon to wax and wane. But to know somebody worth the strain, I have one gift to bring. I cry for her, then I let her down. She let me go and then we came around. And I felt us new and I felt the ground. And I felt myself believing. My ticket with a sigh. I don't think he meant to catch my eye, but he doesn't turn away. He says I have a daughter as old as you, and there's really nothing anyone else can do. Do you play guitar? Well, good for you. Me, I play the violin. I imagine him with his hair jet black. Does he hide his fiddle in the back? He gauged his words as the train went slack. The New York train stops here. And I don't forget about the factory. I don't expect this ride to always be. Can I give them what they wanna see? Let me do it twice, the second time for me. These windows make a perfect frame for New York buildings like upright trains. They hold me as I hold the rain, all shadows on a dime.
Took a look at love when love looked away. How cruel is it that fate has to find me all alone with something to say? I've been thinking, tweaking and rethinking all the things that I would tell you someday. I can hear it while I'm sitting here all alone with something to say. I wanna tell
and that is some brand new Bonnie Raitt. Her new album is Dig In Deep, and she will be in Boston at the end of March at the Orpheum, touring with this new album. It's a great album. I hope you check it out. And let's see, what else did we hear? We heard from Farron, Shadows on a Dime. And it's a classic song, and heard a couple of tracks from Disappear Fear. Going back to the self-titled 1994 album, Disappear Fear, we heard Is Anybody Here? And we also heard from Blood, Bones, and Baltimore, Biggest, Baddest Heart. And thanks so much to Sonia for coming in and talking to us. Well, she didn't come in, but she called in to talk to us about her upcoming shows. Again, she'll be at the Burren backyard, back room at the Burren in Davis Square next Friday night. I hope you can come out and check that out. So I'm in the unenviable position of my laptop that I'm playing music from just died, and it's all frozen up, so I need to find something to play for y'all right now. So we're going to wing it here, see what happens. And this is Elin Jewell here on Something About the Women.
Excited. This might be the last I told you so.
Let it shine on. Let it shine on. Let your light from your lighthouse shine on me. Let it shine.
Just one.
Just one.
He-
God don't ever change, he's God. Mm-hmm. Always will be God, he's God. Mm-hmm. God don't ever change, he's God. Mm-hmm. Always will be God, he's God. God don't ever change, he's God. Mm-hmm. Always will be God, he's God. He's a God in the middle of the ocean, a God in the middle of the sea, my heavenly great creator. He's truly been a God to me. He's God. God don't ever change. He's God. Always will be God. Yeah, he's God. God don't ever change. He's God. Always will be God.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's
lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Well, that was a humorous little public service announcement, but it's a good message. It's 12:55, time to wrap things up here on Something About the Women. Wow, what a fun show. Went fast. We just wrapped up with three tracks from a new album called God Don't Never Change, The Songs of Blind Willie Johnson. We heard Lucinda Williams doing the title track, and then we heard Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks doing Keep Your Lamp Trimmed and Burning, and Maria McKee did Let Your Light Shine on Me. There's a lot of great people on that release, Cowboy Junkies and The Blind Boys of Alabama, Ricky Lee Jones. Check that out. God Don't Never Change. We also heard from Elin Jewell doing Can't Shake These Blues, and that is from a songwriter's tribute to Chris Smither. So I'm going to wrap things up here and say thanks for listening. And up next, Brian Young, his cast of characters, Crash Course for the Ravers. Going to leave you now with a little bit of Sean Colvin. Have a great week. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Thanks again. We'll be right back.